Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, did you want to say something?
You know, sometimes people have to eat.
Yeah, no, I get it. Mm-hmm. I have a question. Who here is the most delinquent? Were you like juvenile delinquent? Did any of you guys skip school, do things like that?
Yeah. You did? Like just a handful of times. The worst one, I went to a private Catholic high school and we skipped on Ash Wednesday. So we like came back after math. Everyone was like, where's the cross?
Oh, you got busted.
That's bad, yeah.
We didn't get in trouble though.
You didn't?
No.
Well, here's the, I'm making this longer than it needs to be basically. Like, you know what senior ditch day is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I did that.
Yeah, same. That's like,
that's a given.
That's like not even skipping school.
Senior skip day is what we had, the alliteration.
We were
a private school, so
wait,
we're a little.
Deac, senior ditch day is also an alliteration.
Ditch day, get it?
Or senior skip.
Senior skip.
Ditch day. Yeah.
Oh, so you'd rather do the senior alliteration?
Yeah, because it's for seniors, right?
Oh, okay.
Right, that's the more important part.
Every school does that?
Yeah.
That's just, okay.
Okay, so here, this is the dumbest question I've ever posed on the show. I just want everyone
probably
to know
not.
That. I don't know what to do about senior skip day. Do I call him out or not? I know that sounds stupid, but like, hear me out.
Is there any chance if you didn't call him out, he couldn't walk at graduation?
I don't know. So that's my,
one unexcused absence.
He's at a private Catholic school as well.
Most of the time you get like 3 though, before you have detention.
I don't want him to have any, if it's going to affect him in any way. Like the point for me is, should I let him have the street cred of having an unexcused absence?
Yes.
That's really the answer.
I don't think my parents called me out and I was terrified of ever getting in trouble. Like I was not cool.
We had like walkouts and sit outs every single year.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, because like you guys fired Dave Logan.
Yeah, there we go. Dave Logan, yeah. Our like principal, our dean, everyone. We were sitting outside for everyone.
Okay, so then don't.
And those are unexcused and whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it counts as skipping if you just call him out, then he's.
But
he
didn't
skip. Now he's like, he's excused. That's not a skip.
But,
or a ditch or whatever.
But he's such a good kid that he doesn't have any blemishes on his record, period.
Fantastic.
None. Not, I don't think in his entire high school career.
He's already been accepted to Creighton. He's going. You're fine. He can ditch.
I know, but like then his transcript will just have
it's
this
one. It's not going to
no.
have one excuse thing. He's already been accepted and that's not going to show up anyways.
What does a transcript do
I don't
after
know.
He's at college?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So just don't.
Let him ditch. Bring him here. We'll take him.
Well, he probably wants to hang out with his friends.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I was going to say we could like take him around and.
All right. So I'm getting Noah street cred and should I let him steal a car that day? What do you guys do? What do you do that day? Like that's what that's,
I think I just stayed home.
Because I'm afraid the other thing that's going to happen is he's going to go, I want to point this out. My son is nothing like me. He does not want to drink.
Okay.
At all. Like he doesn't drink. So what do you do that day?
Wait. I am remembering our senior ditch day was like the Monday after prom.
Oh.
So we just like stayed home. We were recovering.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we went to the beach.
Yeah, we went to the park.
Beach and park.
not as fun as the beach, but.
All right, so I'm not going to call him in, and I'm going to buy his friends a bunch of weed and a bunch of drugs and hookers.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.